Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly Wellness Radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your Wellness Radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. And Calexico, too. And El Centro and Raleigh. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hey, welcome aboard, longtime listeners. Thank you for hopping up on the wellness train. We've been doing this for over a decade, and if you've been catching us for that long, more power to you, and thanks. We really do appreciate that. First-time listeners, welcome. This is your weekly wellness radio. We go out and we look in the community. We go out and we look in the news and all sorts of places to find the best wellness information for our community. We do it on the radio show. We put it on podcast. We share it with people, and that's how the community gets healthier little bit by little bit, and that's always a good thing, right? It's always nice to kind of head in that direction, so welcome aboard. We are joined today by Myra Andrade. She's a mental health rehabilitation technician, and she's from the Transitional Engagement Supportive Services, and our topic today is a really different mental health topic because it's something that doesn't occur very often, from my understanding, but it's something that can really change the lives of the people who it affects and their family members. So we're going to talk today about psychosis, right, Myra?
Yes, that's psychosis.
Welcome aboard. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you very much for having me today.
So at Transitional Engagement and Supportive Services, you actually do come across people who are trying to manage psychosis or the onset of psychosis fairly commonly. Is that because you're dealing with critical services? Is that fair?
Yeah, that's actually, you're correct on that, Scott. Under the Transition Engagement Supportive Services, we do come in contact with a lot of individuals who are presenting with psychosis. And some of them are in the early stages of developing psychosis for the youth, but we also work with adults who have psychotic conditions, especially, and we see that a lot in the test program because we work a lot in conjunction with our crisis center. So we see a lot of individuals who are presenting episodes of psychosis who end up being admitted to our crisis center through behavioral health, or a lot of the times come in contact with inpatient or psychiatric hospitals where, you know, the individual was presenting with severe symptoms of psychosis where they were presenting at risk and needed further stabilization and, you know, and ended up being transferred to a psychiatric hospital.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to think it's super rare, but it's not as rare as we had Anita Fisher, the education director of NAMI, National Alliance of Mentally Ill, on last week, and she was sharing about how her son, as a young adult, her son developed schizophrenia and became quite psychotic, and it launched her towards a career in NAMI, helping other people because she really felt alone at first in terms of how to manage the symptoms. So it's how rare is psychosis? Is it something, you know, mm-hmm. how many people are having
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is with psychosis, you know, it's a very, for families, it could be very frightening. Mm-hmm. And for the client himself, it's definitely very frightening. But is there, again, is there signs, symptoms, you know, kind of like how in the medical field, and this is, again, mental health, for somebody that is, you know, things that you can do or prevent from having heart disease or some, you know, diabetes, you know, there's things that for you, though, there's some signs, symptoms to avoid. You know, of course, smoking, your nutrition, but with psychosis, what can you prevent it or how? What can we do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I think what you're saying, Maria, is a very important question. And it can actually. I mean, we're gonna be covering today a little information about what psychosis is, some of the signs and symptoms that you're referring to right now. But to answer your question, definitely. You know, the whole point today is to discuss what those signs and symptoms are of early psychosis, but also to discuss the treatment portion that is provided under the PEER model. Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.